Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Austin Meeks Sr. is a minister who is passionate in attaining all that God has prepared for him. His book, Spoken Meditation from the Heart, is an awe-inspiring book about releasing one's feelings and thoughts regarding life matters. A moving work that contains his writings as God reveals himself to him more clearly, Austin Meeks Sr., author of Spoken Meditation from the Heart, is our guest on This Week in America. Austin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. Glad to be here.
It is a very inspirational and motivating book, and I love they have the opportunity to talk about this. You talk about this really has been growing inside of you since age six, and you finally got enough strength to release the book. Let's talk about this. What happened at age six? And this is really something you've been thinking about doing for a long time. Talk about where this began, and then we'll talk about the strength that you found to go ahead and publish the book now. Where did this all begin for you?
Well, Rick, it was back in when I first grew up in Kentucky. I was 6 years old, and I heard a message from one of the ministers, the older minister, Reverend Moses. And at that moment, it was almost like a light that just went out inside of me. And I recognized then that God was speaking to me. But being that young and not really knowing what it was all about, it just festered in me and it kept growing and growing until years later, I realized that God had spoken to me in a way that I believe that no one else has ever done before. So I was so inspired in seeing the move of God in people's lives that took me a few years to even try to do something like this because there was so much fear. And I was a shy person. It was a fear that I would be talked about. I wasn't old enough to speak about the Word of God. So that's what's really has been in me for so many years. And finally, with the help of my wife, she's given me the strength and the strength through God Almighty to put this to writing for so many people.
Yeah, talk about finding that spiritual strength and emotional strength as well with your wife there by your side and encourage you to do that. What was that process like when you first decided, okay, I've been carrying this around enough, I'm going to actually sit down and publish this book. What was that like, that decision like for you?
It was very scary, Rick.
I can imagine, yes.
To put writings from my heart to others to actually read or look at, I did not think I was qualified or I had the knowledge to do something like this because it's so in-depth of what I think. And sometimes what's inside of you, sometimes maybe it should be kept inside instead of letting the world know it. But God gave me the strength after being encouraged so many times by my wife that I decided, so, okay, God, this is time for me to release myself and let the world know how I really feel in my relationship with you.
The book is Spoken Meditation from the Heart. The author, our guest on the program, is Austin Meeks Sr. That's C-A-U-S-T-E-N. And Meeks is M-E-A-U-X Sr. The book's available at Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. You can even order it at Walmart. It's a book that's touching many people as you deal with nuggets of wisdom and thoughts about various things over the course of your life. Talk about some of these ideas, and we'll go through some that are in the book. Where did these ideas come from, and how far back did you start writing and putting this collection together?
Basically, it really started about 10, 15 years ago. You know, sometimes, Rick, in your life, things happen that you have setbacks and you really don't understand it. But as you grow older and you stay in the study of the Word of God, He gives you strength to know that all the setbacks that you've had all your life, as He has still kept you. And so this is my appreciation recognizing that God has kept us. This is 50 plus years of marriage. So to pinpoint a time, I don't know. It was just one of those things that God just touched my heart, and I started putting it to pencil. And every thought that I get, I would write down, and not necessarily putting them all together at one time. Sometimes a thought will take weeks before God reveals what he wants me to say to that, add to that thought.
As you're reading the different thoughts, the nuggets of wisdom in Costin's book, Spoken Meditation from the Heart, it's something that we all can relate to in a very positive way, simply stated, well stated, that the point comes through, and when you finish reading it, you go back and play it through your mind. In fact, days later, you may be playing back through your mind to get you through a difficult period. One thought that you talk about there is dream past your dreams. Talk about this, because this is so important to all of us in real lives that we almost think a dream is a fantasy. This is not something that we can fulfill.
Well, dreaming past your dreams, dreams can become a reality if they are set in motion for the right purpose. Because I think we all have thoughts and we all vision things that we want to come true. But if we just dream and never put it to action, that means word, deeds, and your lifestyle, how you want to live your life as best suited by God, how God wants you to live your life. I think you can dream past your dreams and make those dreams a reality.
Is that something you experience? I mean, obviously in your life, because you write about it, where you're thinking a dream is a dream. That's something we sort of think about. It's probably on some level unattainable. And then realize, no, this is something that I can achieve. Did you go through that process like so many of us do?
Yes, I did. Rick, you said that. I was an asthmatic when I was a child, and I used to look at the soldiers in the army, and I knew that in my physical condition that I couldn't be in the service. But I wanted it so bad that I would train all day long trying to keep my breath. And finally, one day at age 16, I saw my brother come in from the service. And he was so dynamically put together, just like a fine art with his uniform on.
Yes.
I prayed mightily. And I said, God, this is what I want to make my dreams come true. And believe it or not, I joined the service. And the rest is history. And I never dreamed in my mind, I never could see it. But in my heart, I knew that God could do anything but fail.
Just remember that as you're going through difficult periods in life, or you see something and you're thinking maybe life could be better. Remember what Costin has, dream past your dreams. I love that story. Another message you have in there, another meditation, is alone. And I like this as well, because we live life on several different levels, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Regardless of where we are, if you really think about it, Rick, we live alone within ourselves. You can be in a crowd, but you're still alone with your thoughts. And that is so important to know that you will live alone within yourself. But eventually, that which is inside of you will become a reality on the outside, because God has made us so individually that he has kept us within ourselves. But we can join the population of the world, but we still have these inner thoughts that no one can get close to unless we reveal them to it. And that's what I think that's what I'm talking about when we live alone. What's inside of me will never come out unless I reveal it to whomever I would like to do.
A very powerful but simple message that you can read and relate to. The book is full of examples like that. Spoken Meditation from the Heart. Costin Meaux Sr., our guest, that's CaustinMeaux Sr. You can link on directly to the Amazon site information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One of the others in there that's meaningful as well is activated salvation. And you sort of break things down very simply for us with the three P's. Explain that for us, because it, It takes something, and it's very easy to remember with the three P's.
First of all, repeat the three P's because I've written so many.
Well, yeah, you've got prayer, pray, persistence, and patience.
Yes.
And how important all three of those are.
You have to pray. You have to pray a very fervent prayer. And you have to be persistent in your prayer. Then you have to, I think the last P, what was the last P?
Patience, and how important patience. That is. And boy, yeah. That's something yeah. we all struggle with, yeah. isn't it?
Okay. Prayer, persistence, and patience. Prayer is the foundation for everything that a Christian does. And then you have to be persistent in your prayer. And after you are persistent, that means consistently praying. Then after you do that, you have to patiently wait for your prayer to be answered. It may be years before it's answered, but you persistently pray the prayer that you desire God to reveal to you. Because I'm 74 years old, and I never thought in my life that I would be talking to Rick Bratton, writing my first book. But I've always had that in my heart. So I've prayed for, ever since I was 6 years old, different prayers, but it's all led to this one prayer, to be able to release whatever's inside of me that will help, number one, help myself, and then help those that are around me. Because so many hold everything inside of them. And sometimes it destroys them because they see no future. So they stop praying and they forget that patience is a virtue. So prayer and patience is the key to it. But be persistent in everything that you do if you know that it's in the will of God.
Well, it is our pleasure to have you on the program. And a wise man once told me, in fact, a few minutes ago, dream past your dreams. And that's exactly what you did here in having this published book and being able to take the word out to so many people. The book is Spoken Meditation from the Heart. Another meditation you have, and again, all of these do, it's hard to pick four or five to talk about because they all resonate. Enjoy your freedom or remain in prison. And so often that's a real sort of an emotional kick that we all need to get us moving in life, isn't it?
It sure is, Rick. One of the things that I think Americans have lost is that even though there may be certain restrictions in America, God has set us free through His Son Jesus. And that's the foundation. Man can put you in bondage, but he cannot bondage your soul and your mind. But if you live free inside of you, regardless of what man does, you will be free.
Costin Mewkes, our guest on the program, talking about his book, Spoken Meditation from the Heart. And I'll take one other meditation that's there that, again, just really hits home, and I'm sure will to many people, my existence and the choice that we have, because we make choices in our own lives, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And sometimes we try to shift the responsibility because of race, creed, or color, or family lifestyle or whatever. But we have choices, and God has given us free will. So this has been instilled within us at birth because we do have the right to choose what we do. And I think that's so important because the choices you make is guided by how you feel that's on the inside. Whether it's, set up by somebody else's idea, but eventually and ultimately, you make the choice of whatever decision that you decide, the actions that you're going to take. And some choices are bad. And that's not to say it doesn't work, But you do have free will to make your own choices.
Yeah, so often we feel, well, it's the hand that we're dealt. And I guess we just have to throw those cards back and try something else. If it's not the hand we want, we don't have to accept it. So much wisdom in the book. And one review says that the book is a moving work that contains his writings, Costin's writings, as God reveals himself to him more clearly. And I'm thinking, is that an ongoing process? You mentioned 74 years old. I get the impression each day is a learning experience for you. Is that true?
It's so true. There can only be certain things that you chase. And that's one of those things that you chase. You chase wisdom. And wisdom only comes from age and experience. So the older that I got, and the times I thought about where I was and where I wanted to be, then God reveals as we ask him and seek him for wisdom. So this is where all the youth of the world has to wait until they have passed that age of looking at personal things and then looking at the spiritual things of life, of what this body of ours was meant to achieve in this life. And that is to mature so that we can see the move of God in our lives. So wisdom is age-wise, if you want to use those words. You can have wisdom at a young age, but the older you get, the wiser you should get if you're reaching to obtain what God has for you.
And that wisdom is contained in Costin's book, Spoken Meditation from the Heart. Again, the book is available at Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble. Order it from Walmart as well. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on Costin's book. So many great thought-provoking meditations in this book. There has to be a sequel to this. Are you working on more? Will we see another book?
Well, Rick, I really have been, and my mind will not stop.
Good.
I have compiled probably almost three times as many sayings or writings as I did in the first book, because my mind just keeps continuously, God keeps revealing, let's put it like this, things to me. And the second edition will be more in depth than the first one, because there is so much, Rick, there is so much to life that God wants us to experience. But we sometimes get so caught up in the everyday mundane things that we do, going to work or things of that nature. But the mind is such a marvelous thing. And God has so many things in this world for the world to see. There is enough darkness in the world, but there is so much light in the world, because Jesus is the light of the world. So if we focus on God and his son Jesus, he will open up this fantastic world to all of us, and to see the beauty of just the leaves blowing or of the grass growing. Sometimes we just have to stop and look at how God has created this marvelous world.
Well, you sort of have the stop sign out there in pointing to all these things that really are meaningful in life that we overlook because of the hectic nature of the daily lives that we go through. Costin, it really has been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Costin Meaux Sr., that's CaustinMeaux Sr. The book is Spoken Meditation from the Heart, book available at Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble. Order it from Walmart. Link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all the information. Sir, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Delighted to hear that you're working on book two. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that. Thank you so much. It's been a great opportunity to have you on the program today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick.
It is our pleasure. Costin Meaux Sr., the book Spoken Meditation from the Heart. Find all the information, link on to all the information, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.